Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Teddy Swims headlining Deck the Hall Ball with The Fray and Mark Amber. We performed as well. We ended up at 10,330 toys for our 10,000 toys for girls and boys. There was a very cool moment that is going viral today. Teddy Swims jumping up on stage to perform with The Fray. So apparently at a show a couple of nights ago, they were playing together, and Teddy Swims, diehard The Fray fan, and sat side stage watching their entire set. And they're like, hey, we're going to be doing this show in Boston. Why don't you just come up on stage and perform with us?
And there were nerves between the two because The Fray was like, you know, they haven't been around in a second and a half. You know, this is sort of a revitalization for them. And they were like, we can't ask. Do we ask?
Yeah, right.
They were so cute.
And this is Teddy Swims backstage just minutes after he performed with The Fray. We are backstage right now, Deck the Hall Ball, Teddy Swims.
Hey, bud. I'm happy to be here.
Thank you for coming in and doing this show for us. But thank you for that moment that we just had.
Dude,
on stage.
Thank The Fray, man. They're my favorite band ever, man. I'm so excited I got to sing over my head with them. And I got to, you know, I got to see them a couple nights ago, too.
Right.
I think we were in Baltimore,
That's right.
And I don't know. I didn't expect them to be like, yeah, get on here and sing it with us. I was like, are you kidding me, man?
Look at your face.
I love that band.
You are riding a high right now.
I love that band. I know. I'm so happy to be here with you guys, but they're still playing, you know?
I'm still ear to the door.
No, it's okay.
We never get to see a show, ever.
I know. Not ever.
Dude,
the whole new album's incredible, too. Not to talk all about them. They're the best, dude. They're the best.
It's fantastic. So let me ask you, obviously, we're doing a holiday show. You're out on the road. How is that for you over the holidays?
We end the year, you know, on the 20th in Atlanta, and I do a Christmas show every year then, and so I get to see the family then, but we're just burning this last week up.
I know. You really, like, you got to lean into it. Thanksgiving hits, and then like those 3-4 weeks to Christmas.
Now the holiday music has come and finally kicked us off the top 10. So
we got to keep cooking though.
You know what I mean? We got to keep cooking so that way when that stops, we can bounce back up. Hopefully, I'm trying to beat Blinding Lights for the longest top running 10. You know, so we still got to think another 12 weeks though.
As
long as we don't fall under 25, I think they said we're still good.
It's been quite a year for you.
It has.
I mean, we kind of put the gas down.
You sure did.
How are you doing? How are you handling?
Are you taking time for you?
How are we doing?
Well, not so much, but I'm about to be able to. Good. You know, but I'm having a blast. You know, I'm doing the best job with my best friends, and I get to just travel the world and see beautiful sights and people. I know it couldn't be a better job in the world. So I'm grateful. It's been a whirlwind. Like, I feel like this year has been sort of passed by in a week, but also took 15 years at the same time. Mm-hmm. You know, I feel like I've really aged this year.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm getting grays all right here.
You're looking younger.
Okay, so you're doing a Bad Dreams Challenge on the TikTok. So I did one.
Okay.
I don't have a video because I'm old, but would you like to hear it?
Yeah, I would.
What is the Bad Dreams Challenge?
He gives us a verse, we make up another one. Come in here to headline, deck the whole boat. I hope that I don't fall. This year has been a rocket ship for you.
Singing songs that keep us from feeling blue. He nailed it, though. It made it like into the interview, into the softball scene.
That was good.
I'm always thinking,
that was
baby.
Crazy thoughtful. That's incredible, actually.
Yeah. It's pretty.
I'm really, it to your people.
Yeah, I'm really surprised. I'm blown away, really. I was not expecting to be decked the hall.
We performed right before you did, so I was feeling it, and so here we are.
All right.
What a riot. What penmanship, though. You know?
She's a songwriter too. She does it all.
Parodies, really.
Okay, before we finish up, just real quick.
Okay.
Let's go back to when you were a kid for the holidays and Christmas. What's like a memory that stands out for you?
There was a year that we got the Sega Dreamcast. I think that was like the first like thing that I really, really fell in love with. Or my first CDs. I remember, you remember when like you could tell it's a CD, you know? I think I was 11 and you just know it's wrapped like the...
whole thing that they wrapped it in so nobody would steal it.
Yeah, but you know it's a CD, you know? And I remember opening it up and I had two different CDs. There was Hybrid Theory by Linkin Park.
Yeah.
And No Pads, No Helmets, Just Balls by Simple Plan. And I wore those records.
Oh, okay.
Man, I wore those records.
Emo Teddy Swims?
Yeah, man. And that's when I was kind of finally getting into music, you know? Right. And me and Jesse, who still plays with me in my band, we'd always go and like find bands on MySpace and share them with each other. You know, those days.
You and Tom.
I think my first CDs I got were like the biggest. I think I got like a 3-pack of like of Switchfoot too. It was like Legend of Chin and their other two records. Good. I can't remember the names of them, but
it's great.
Yeah,
Switchfoot was the one I interviewed, and they wouldn't let me bring beer in. Right,
that is correct. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
John Foreman's one of the greatest songwriters there are. Man, he really
show too.
Yeah.
Well, we appreciate you coming and doing this show for us and taking a moment to go out and play with the Fray. That was just spectacular.
Do you
have a gift?
I do. My girlfriend Mel, who made this jacket. I don't know if you saw the back.
Teddy the Fray, K and Mark. That's cool.
Yep.
But we know that your girlfriend is from Pittsfield.
Yeah, she sure is.
Massachusetts. So my friend Mel made her.
Oh, she's going to be so pumped.
Oh, no way. You got it? Here, I'll take this.
Oh, no way. She's going to be so pumped.
That looks amazing.
Is she out there or is she watching the Fray right now? Yeah, she just flew in today too. So
is she out there?
I want y'all to give it to her though.
Okay.
We can do that.
Sure,
we can do that.
I'll just bring it back. Like, they got this for you. It just doesn't mean nothing really means anything coming from me anymore.
Here.
Teddy. There's Emo Teddy again.
Thank you, Teddy. Thank you.
That's awesome. Thank you for doing
this. Stuff all the time. You know, it doesn't mean anything to me. She'll feel like really thoughtful about that. You know,
I give this to somebody who thinks so.
That's so sweet of you guys to do that.
He's just the nicest guy, isn't he, Kennedy?
He just is lovely, and his girlfriend is so sweet. She put on that shirt. And she worked for the entire rest of the show.
She did. I saw somebody post, and it was her watching him.
And like, yeah, so she posted it, and then I sent it to my friend Mel, who made the shirt, and she was like, are you joking? And she sent me the mind-exploding emoji, and my eyes are
super
so bad,
cool.
I couldn't tell what that meant. I thought she was mad.
Oh, no, that's good. That's mind-blowing.
All I saw was red.
Oh, no, it's mind-blowing. That's a positive thing.
I know, I just couldn't see it.
It might be time to increase that font size.
Dude,
in 2025.
I can't make it any bigger.
You have to carry around an iPad.
I do.
That's what we've taken away from Deck the Hall Ball. Kennedy can't see.